I saw you guys are back in Philly, and Jabari, I see you have a Sixers hat on. I've got my Sixers shirt on. Do you fear the beard, Jabari? Are you excited for James Harden?
Well, I'm ready, man. I am ready, dude. I'm so ready. I think that's what I'm looking forward to most tonight.
Yeah, are you going to the game or are you just going to watch?
Yeah, we're going to the game.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's exciting. Yeah, I went to a game in January before all this stuff happened, but I need to get to another one for sure. So since you guys are in Philly, I'll start there. The uptick of filming shows and movies in Philly has been prominent with Mayor of Easttown and Creed, which I think is really awesome because it brings the shows and movies to life even more. Morgan, how important was it for you to actually film the show in Philly?
Incredibly important. It was literally one of the things at the top of my priority list when it came to shooting the pilot. You know, I told, you know, the studio and the network, it's like, we have to touch down in Philly. We have to show love to that community. We have to pay our respect to that community because that's where Will's journey starts. So it's like, for us, it wasn't about like, oh, let's shoot in LA and pretend it's Philly. But no, we had to touch down on the soil, and the Philly energy and the Philly culture is so real. Man, that texture is so specific. And so the only way to bring that to life is you've got to be here. And just the love and support that the community has shown for our project. I mean, I still remember, you know, being at 60th and Market Street on the very first day of shooting, yeah, and the entire community coming out and supporting what we've made. Yeah. And so that's what it's all about to us.
Man, there was a dude out there with a boombox with a song like, Will Smith, Will Smith. I'm from West Philadelphia, like Will Smith. It was a song who was playing that all the time. They had to tell him to stop. They were like, yo, we're playing like, yeah, you know,
it was really popular, That is such a Philly moment. And you are from Philly, Jabari. What was it like filming in your own hometown?
It was surreal, definitely. Like, just driving past those streets, you know what I mean? And it was like, where I was eating. It was so beautiful because there was a moment before I booked the show where I was like, man, I need to get out of Philly. You know what I mean? I was like, I need to leave. Y'all, I've been here too long. And so I was actually packed up and moved to New York, and something brought me right back. You know what I mean? And I never like little moments like that. I don't take that, you know, lightly. I'm like, this is where I'm supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it was just a blessing that I got to be able to share that, you know, with the city. And it's amazing.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. Morgan, on paper, a Philly actor playing the role as Will in a Fresh Prince reimagining, but a dark take on it, sounds like a match made in heaven. How important was it for you and the team to have someone from Philly be in the show, or was that something just pure luck that you guys got lucky with Jabari?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, the word I think about is fate. To be honest with you, I knew it's so interesting. I told Jabari this. It's like, this Will, like, I've been seeing in my head since the idea hit me, you know, who would this kid be, you know? And the second I saw Jabari and he said about five words, and I said, it is him. No question about it. And once again, it's just energy. It's just the type of energy that you look for. And Philly has such a specific energy and swag and charisma. And Jabari embodied all of those things. But more than anything, like, the heart. You know what I mean? The heart of Philly, the heart that you feel in this town, and just the, you know, the resilience that you feel. It's like, we needed all of those types of characteristics in Will, you know what I mean? And so it's just kind of a byproduct of what ended up happening. It wasn't definitely a prerequisite of like, oh, this Will has to be from Philly, but we knew what we wanted, you know what I mean? And Jabari had all of those factors.
Man, it's so incredibly special because everyone a part of this process sees it as like a spiritual, you know what I mean? It's really just a spiritual, you know what I mean, project for me specifically, and for a lot of people involved, man. It's like, it's fate. It really is.
And energy and intention.
Right.
I mean, it's like, when the energy and intention's in the right place, it's like a magnet based off my experience, it's just like a magnet, and all of a sudden things are falling into place. But like, how is this happening?
Right.
It's like, the intention was there. The intention was pure and the energy was very specific. So,
I mean, even when it comes down to Jimmy Akingbola, like, he actually played Joseph Marcel's son. You know what I mean? The OG Jeffrey, Jimmy played his son, and like, that's so specific. You know what I mean? But how does that happen? You know,
and then your real last name is the same as, yeah. So it's like, it's all the universe, and it's all like manifestation, all of it together, and it brings it to the show. And it's so crazy how well everything worked out. I love how amazing the journey of the show has gone on, from a viral YouTube video to a show with 10 episodes already renewed for a second season. Morgan, where did the inspiration to make it a dramatic turn for the show come for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've always been a fan of the show. You know, it's always been a part, I'm sure it's part of your life, Jabari's life, mm-hmm. my life. Since I was, you know, a young boy in kindergarten, I was watching Fresh Prince. And one day I was in Kansas City and, you know, the idea struck me, you know, to reimagine this iconic sitcom as a drama. Like, what would it look like, these characters that we all know and love, and we grounded them in modern day life, you know, through drama. And mm-hmm. I knew it was a special idea from the jump, and I knew it was something that I had to make happen and bring it into existence. And so that's what I did, you know. So it's amazing mm-hmm. that several years later, here we are midway through the season. And yeah, you know, with beautiful cast and, you know, big shout out to this incredible crew, and here we are. So
yeah. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. And the show is really awesome. I was instantly obsessed with the music in this show, especially when the Philly anthem of all Philly anthems, you pay homage.
You want me to sing it?
Yeah. I'm also obsessed with Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill. I love how that's in the first episode as well. And you guys hit it out the park with music from there. How important was the music in the show and telling the story? How important was that for you, Morgan?
Yeah, you want to tell me about the playlist?
Morgan created 50 song playlists for each character, you know? And
oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy, he's serious. He's serious about his art. He always says that. He's like, I don't play about the art. And so he does that, you know what I mean? And that informs mm-hmm. how the character's walking. And he said something great. He was like, the BPM of how they, you know, how they move it, and the heartbeat of their life, you know, it really informs how we created these characters. And so music was an integral part of the creation of the show. And, you know, just music within the show, you know what I mean? It's so specific. Like, I mean, the first episode, the pilot is called Dreams and Nightmares. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. that. That's just out of here. It's out of here.
You know, what are those cultural touchstones? You already know how we had to start out the show. The very first thing y'all hear is No Role Models by J. Cole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that was something that was written in stone. Like when the script was being written, one of the first things I wrote was No Role Models. It has to start. You know, we have to pay tribute to the man.
First things first.
Mm-hmm. James Avery. You know what I mean? In the right way, we get the freeway. It's like that song, like you said, it's the Philly anthem. And I call it kind of like the overture. The overture of Will's life that we're exploring. And then we got a lot of local Philly flavors, Sim Santana, D4 and Sloan. Like, these are all real sounds.
Love that.
Within the fabric of the show. So what's authentic, what's real, and what's honest to this world that we're creating through our show?
Mm-hmm. Jabari, what was your favorite song on your playlist?
Definitely No Role Models. That's just embodies like Will. I love that song growing up, but it just made so much sense that I was on Will's playlist. I was like, I think it was like the first song on there. I was like, what a better way. Like, you know what I mean? It's amazing.
Jabari, I have been enjoying watching you on TV. You were on Kelly Clarkson rapping. You were dancing with Jimmy Fallon. And I have to tell you, Jabari, you're fit for the Fallon show.
Yeah.
I want that. I need that. I want to wear that. It looks so great. You look so great. Say that again.
Philip Line. Right.
Okay. Very, very nice. I bet it's crazy to think that a year ago you were back in Philly and, you know, looking for something. How's the past month been with you with the press and doing all these interviews and you're finally back in Philly? I hope you get to enjoy some time back at home this weekend. How is it being back in Philly, and how's the past month been for you?
Oh, it is vastly different. It's really amazing. Like, I come back and I'm like, oh, this store doesn't even exist anymore. Like, it's only been 7 months. Man, it's crazy. And they built the city up so much in 7 months. And, you know, like, it's crazy. Like, it's such a beautiful thing to experience. You know, I wouldn't rather experience anything else. Like, you know, I guess going to war and coming back, that's a much different experience than, you know, being in a show and coming back to Philly, you know, like, but you know, I just feel like it's just amazing. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, you know?
It's awesome. It's awesome to see you are great in this show. Morgan, I want to ask you, with the reimagining, of course, things are different than the sitcom. You pay homage to the sitcom as well. I want to know, you, for you as a Fresh Prince fan, in developing the show, what was one thing that you felt like you absolutely had to have in your show?
Such a good question. Will's origin story in Philly. There was no other way to start the show. You know, in the sitcom, Will knocks on the door and all of a sudden he's talking to Jeffrey 5 seconds later. You know, this, it's important because and the reason why from a storytelling standpoint is like, we have to understand like what informs Will's decisions when he gets to Bel Air. If we have no context, no backstory on his life, we're kind of confused as to why he's reacting to certain things. You see what I'm saying? So by being able to spend, you know, 20 minutes with Will in West Philadelphia to start the show, it's like we understand what he wakes up to every day, the culture that he wakes up to, the language he wakes up to, the music, the soundscape, all of that. And we take all of that and that's embedded in him, right? That's his meta that he takes to Bel Air, and we see the ripples that he causes because of his worldview and the things he wakes up to. So that was one thing that I would not relent on.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time with me today, you guys. Enjoy the Sixers game tonight. I hope they beat the Cavs. I'm sure they will. Fear the beer, Jabari. And you're going places, dude, both of you. It's so great to talk to you, and I hope to see you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for talking.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
This is great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care. Yep. Reading sending you guys so much love. Take care.